Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As for the highlights tonight, Zach Wheeler against Jacob DeGrom. Well, on paper, this seemed like an ultimate pitching matchup, but we didn't get to see much of it, and we certainly didn't get to see DeGrom at his best. Wheeler gave up a one-out base hit to Michael Conforto in the first inning, struck out J.D. Davis after that. That would be just one of two strikeouts for Wheeler in this game, who worked a scoreless top of the first. Jacob DeGrom gave up a leadoff base hit in the bottom of the first and then worked out of it from there. Harper flied out, Bohm grounded out, and Gregorius popped out to end the first. Zach Wheeler worked a 1-2-3 second, and then it was DeGrom in the bottom of the second, getting knocked around a bit. Gene Segura doubled to lead off, and then Andrew Knapp, who has had DeGrom's number, would follow that up.
1-2. Now the pitch. Swinging a hard hit grounder off the glove of Smith. A fair ball going down the right field line. Karam's off the jutting stands around third. Segura, he comes in to score. The throw goes to second, but it gets away. I believe that was from Jimenez. And going all the way to third is Knapp. The Phillies have a 1-0 lead. And they have a runner at third with nobody out.
It was Andrés Giménez charged with an error on that play when Knapp was sliding into second. Giménez just didn't get a good read of where the ball was going to end up. He thought it was going to hit the dirt, and it did not. It just bounced off of him and rolled away. So Knapp now 4-for-9 in his career against DeGrom, and all four hits are extra bases. He has two doubles, a triple, and a homer. He's the only player that's ever faced DeGrom that's had at least one double, one triple, and one homer against him. And now he's the only player to have at least four extra base hits in nine or fewer career at-bats against DeGrom. Andrew Knapp giving the Phillies a 1-0 lead. Scott Kingery would then walk, and Adam Haseley hit a sacrifice fly to score Knapp, giving the Phillies a 2-0 lead. Roman Quinn would get a base hit to put Kingery at third, and that brought Andrew McCutchen to the plate as the Mets had their infield in.
So 3-2 the count. Kingery at third, Quinn at second. The infield is up. DeGrom ready. Now the payoff pitch to McCutchen. Swing and a tapper slowly hit to short. In to get it, Jimenez. Kingery coming to the plate, and the throw is dropped by Ramos. Kingery slides in safely. Quinn goes to third, and safe at first on the fielder's choice is Andrew McCutchen. The Phillies lead 3-0.
That throw from Jimenez a little bit up the first base line. Ramos tried to backhand it and just missed it as the ball kicked away from Ramos, and it allowed Kingery to score a third run in that second inning for the Phillies. After that, Bryce Harper struck out, and then on the same play, Wilson Ramos picked off McCutchen at first base. So the Mets were out of the inning, but then DeGrom was surprisingly out of the game. After a conversation was had with Jeremy Hefner and Brian Chicklow between innings, DeGrom was pulled out because of that hamstring spasm. So he lasted just two innings, his shortest start since that one he had in Philadelphia in May of 2018 when he was coming back from the injured list, pitched only one inning and used 45 pitches to get through a scoreless inning. That was the last time DeGrom had a short start like this. He lasted only two tonight and gave way to Michael Wacha. Wacha retired the first two batters that he faced in the bottom of the third before Gene Segura would get on the board against Wacha. 2-2. This ball is punched out toward deep left. McNeil back near the wall reaches up, and that ball is gone. A home run for Gene Segura. Just barely slipped over the wall in left field. McNeil didn't leap quite as high as he maybe needed to. Up against the wall was just sort of a back-footed leap for it. Didn't get his glove over toward the top of the fence. Might not have mattered anyway as Gene Segura rips a homer. That's his sixth of the season, and the Phillies now have a 4-0 lead. Well, the Phillies have not been good at keeping leads this year, and the Mets were able to keep the Phillies right at 4 runs. Michael Wacha did the job after the home run by Segura. The Mets got on the board in the top of the fourth. J.D. Davis led off with a double, advanced to third on a ground out to second, scored on a ground out to third as Robinson Cano got the RBI to give the Mets their first run of the night. So it was 4-1 in the fourth inning. Wacha allowed a leadoff double to Scott Kingery, but he pitched out of it. That was a big moment in the game when Adam Haseley grounded out, Roman Quinn struck out, and then McCutchen grounded out to keep it 4-1, and that is where Wacha would continue to keep it. Allowed a couple of base hits in the fifth inning, but no runs. And then in the top of the sixth, things would get more interesting from the Mets' perspective as Brandon Nimmo started the sixth with a double against Wheeler, and two batters later, J.D. Davis would make it a one-run game.
2-1 to Davis, swung on, hit high in the air to right field and deep. It may go, it's gone. Home run, J.D. Davis. He launches one into the lower right field stands, a rarity, only the third home run allowed by Wheeler this year, and the Mets are back to within one. It is the Phillies 4 and the Mets 3.
Only the third homer that Davis has hit since August 12th, his sixth of the year, and the Mets' only home run tonight. For every home run they hit this season, a donation is made to an undergraduate student at Caldwell University. Discover you at Caldwell University. Learn more at caldwell.edu. So the Mets down by only one. Michael Wacha kept it rolling as he worked a scoreless sixth inning as well. 4 innings, allowed 1 run on 5 hits, struck out 3. Wacha did his job to keep the Mets in the ballgame tonight. Then the rest of the bullpen did well also. Zach Wheeler pitched a 1-2-3 top of the seventh. Justin Wilson answered that with a perfect inning of his own. He had a couple of strikeouts, including one of Bryce Harper, so it stayed 4-3 into the eighth inning. The Phillies have been one of the worst teams this year with regard to their bullpen. Their bullpen ERA coming in around 7, and the Phillies' bullpen struggled tonight in the late innings. Wheeler would get one out in the eighth as Luis Guillorme grounded out, but that would be it for Wheeler. 7 1/3 innings, allowed 3 runs. He was sharp, but Adam Morgan came in, retired the first man he faced before walking Michael Conforto. And that gave the Mets a good matchup as J.D. Davis, a right-handed batter, had to face the lefty Morgan because of the three-batter rule. And Davis would come through in a huge moment.
The 1-1 pitch, swinging a high fly ball, well hit to right. Back goes Haseley, onto the track at the wall. He jumps, he can't get it, it's off the wall. Backed up by Quinn, around third, Conforto. He's coming home, the relay throw to the plate, the slide, he's safe. Mets have tied the game at second with a double, and a run batted in is J.D. Davis. We're all even. It's the Mets 4, the Phillies 4.
Davis batting 406 against the Phillies this year. Just missed a home run that could have put the Mets on top. On top of that, Michael Conforto didn't realize how many outs there were. He was acting as if there was only one out or nobody out the way that he was running there because he didn't just take off and start going with two outs like you normally would. He was waiting and inching towards second to see if the ball would fall in, which it did, and then he made his beeline for the plate. Really, he was lucky to score as he was able to get in there ahead of the relay throw on the RBI double by J.D. Davis to tie the game. The Mets did not solve any of their defensive or base running problems tonight. They were still there, but at least the Mets did get that run home to tie things up at 4. In the bottom of the eighth, Miguel Castro allowed a leadoff base hit to Gene Segura, who was 4-for-4 tonight. Castro then struck out Andrew Knapp but walked Scott Kingery. After that, Jeremy Hefner came out for a conversation, and Castro was able to get through the rest of the inning. He struck out both Adam Haseley and Roman Quinn to keep the game tied. The Phillies this season have 6 losses in games where they had leads of 3 runs or more. Tonight was loss number 6 in that category, and it was Hector Neris, a guy the Mets have certainly kicked around, able in that ninth inning trying to keep it tied. Robinson Cano would lead off with a base hit. It was on an 0-2 pitch where Neris tried to quick pitch Cano. It almost worked because Cano was certainly not ready, but he was able to drop the bat and just line a base hit up the middle. Cano's such a professional hitter, and he was able to give the Mets a rally starter in the ninth inning. After that, Ahmed Rosario was a pinch runner for Cano. Neris struck out Todd Frazier, but while Jeff McNeil was batting, Neris dropped the ball on the pitcher's mound. That's a balk, and it put Rosario at second base, where the Mets were now one hit away from taking the lead. McNeil was given an intentional walk after that. That brought up the rookie, Andrés Giménez.
The 0-1 to Giménez, line to center. That's going to be a base hit. Here comes Rosario around third. Quinn's throw to the plate, way up the third baseline. Mets take the lead. Rosario scores standing. At second is McNeil. And on at first with a big RBI single is Andrés Giménez. The Mets are leading by a score of 5-4. And they have gotten Hector Neris yet again.
This was the sixth go-ahead or game-tying base hit by the Mets against Hector Neris in the ninth inning or later since Neris has been in the big leagues. And they did get him again as Andrés Giménez punched a base hit to left center, scoring Ahmed Rosario, breaking the tie, and giving the Mets their chock full of nuts turning point of the game tonight. Listen to WCBS 880 tomorrow in the 7 a.m. hour during Sports with Brad Heller for your chance to win. If the 88th caller correctly identifies the turning point, they'll win a pair of Mets tickets for a 2021 game. The turning point sponsored by Chock Full of Nuts, New York's coffee since 1932. And if you need a refresher on what was the turning point tonight, please click on the website on WCBS880.com. Subscribe to Sounds from Seaver Way so you can listen to the highlights show again. Catch up with all the interviews that we have here on the Mets Radio Network as well, as the Mets get a big base hit there from Andrés Giménez with a one-out base hit to score Rosario. After that, Jake Marisnyk struck out, and then the Mets ran into an out as the ball was in the dirt on strike three to Marisnyk. McNeil took off and went to third, but Giménez got stuck between first and second. McNeil tried to then attempt to score, but Scott Kingery ran him down, lunging toward him before McNeil could make it to home plate, and that would end the ninth inning. As I said, the Mets base running still was a problem in this game tonight, but the Mets had the lead, and it was turned over to Edwin Diaz in the bottom of the ninth. He struck out Andrew McCutchen. He struck out Bryce Harper. He gave up a two-out base hit to Alec Bohm. That would bring up Didi Gregorius.
0-2 the count. Diaz sets. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Put it in the books. Diaz blows a fastball by Didi Gregorius, and the Mets bail out Jacob deGrom, who has done it so often for New York. Tonight, his teammates do it for him. The bullpen brilliant in relief of Jake, who had to leave after two. And the Mets win a game they absolutely had to have after trailing 4-0.
Edwin Diaz has faced 89 hitters this year. He has struck out 45 of them, 51% of the hitters that he has faced. He has punched out. He has 45 Ks in 21 innings. He's second on the Mets in strikeouts for the team, only behind DeGrom. He has more strikeouts than any of the starters do. And Edwin Diaz with three strikeouts in the bottom of the ninth as he painted the corners. Brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or sherwinwilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. And more importantly than the strikeouts, Diaz gets the save as he earns his fourth of the year. He puts the Phillies away and allows the Mets to finish off their comeback in style tonight in a 5-4 win against the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park tonight. Diaz, if you go back to August 1st, has allowed just two earned runs in his last 18 and two-thirds innings. That's a sub-1 ERA. He has 40 strikeouts in that time, and Diaz is third in the major leagues in strikeouts over the last 2 years, only behind Josh Hader and Liam Hendricks. When it comes to relievers, this is who the Mets thought they were getting. It wasn't the case last year, but Edwin Diaz has pretty much fully bounced back for this season. The Mets win tonight 5-4.